So I think by actively focusing on connection, we help our babies feel safe, we help them feel welcomed, and we help them feel loved. And that emotional safety helps them take on board all the new events they encounter, and it helps them process their feelings. Babies have lots of feelings. Most newborn babies do a fair amount of crying. Typically between 2 months old and 4 months old, it's common for babies to cry for up to 2 hours a day. This is completely normal. And what we know is that some of that crying is a signal to let us know they need something. So when the crying is about an unmet need, we go ahead and we feed them if they're hungry, or cuddle them if they're lonely, or take that jumper off if they're too hot, and so on. But we know, when we know we've gone through our checklist and they're still crying, we're often left feeling confused about what to do. And Parenting by Connection understands that babies not only cry about unmet needs, they also cry to release emotional tension. We can help by staying close and offering warm attention and gentle eye contact as our baby cries. We might notice that along with the crying, there is sweating and trembling and yawning. And as we listen, we're actually helping them offload feelings that they have stored inside. This is how they recover from events that were confusing or frightening to them. We'll notice at the end of a big cry, they will either fall asleep or they will be more at ease with life. And with a young baby, we can cradle them in our arms as we listen to them cry. But with an older, more mobile baby, we might just get close and offer eye contact an hour away, but you won't necessarily pick them up and hold them. We'll just stay very close by. So an example of this kind of listening to a baby cry would be when my youngest was 4 months old, and he was actually in my arms at the time, and he got very frightened when our dog barked, like, was right next to him and barked right in his ear. And he sort of went quiet for a moment, and then the dog moved away, and he scrunched up his little face, and he started to cry, and there were big fat tears rolling down his cheeks, and his face turned bright red. And every now and again, he looked up at me, and he'd pause for a moment, and I'd say to him, "I'm right here." And he'd go back to the crying, and we went on like this for maybe 5 or 7 minutes. Then he stopped, and he looked into my eyes, and he smiled, and he started going, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, like he was happy again, life was good again. He'd been able to recover from the fright just by crying in my arms.